Ag State of Mind, Episode 15.
Welcome to Ag State of Mind, a podcast that examines the stresses affecting producers of agriculture and how to alleviate these stresses and improve farmers' lives. In this podcast, we discuss openly the mental health crisis that is occurring in the agricultural community and what we can do to help turn it around. Now, here's your host, Jason Meadows.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Ag State of Mind podcast, a member of the Global Ag Network. I'm your host, Jason Meadows, and today I'm actually going solo on the show. I had some thoughts that I wanted to put into a podcast form. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to me and a little bit of my rambling today. But first, two things, two calls of action I'd ask of you is first for you to go and check us out on whatever podcast medium you use, whether it be Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and be sure to leave us a review. Reviews help us to get in front of a broader audience and get more people exposed to the show. So if you could do that for us, we would greatly appreciate that. And the second thing is to go check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/agstateofmind. Patreon is a place where if you want to, you can help the show through donations. As a gift for those donations, I provide some bonus content to people who are patrons of the show. We have some bonus content up there right now that is available to anyone who supports. So go check that out, and we would greatly appreciate that. So today on the show, I had a few thoughts. Something came to me today. It happened while I was at work, and there was a mom who came in with her daughter. Her daughter was sick, and she had some sort of infection, something that had kept them up throughout the night. And she said to me, and we were talking a little bit, and she was talking about her daughter and then some of the other things that was going on in her life with her kids. Like me, she's a parent of four growing kids, and things can get pretty hectic sometimes. And something she said to me that really struck me was, she said, "I'm very blessed. I realize that. But sometimes I'm just unlucky." That was a very powerful thing for me to hear, and what a deep perspective that this mom had. This conversation caused me to pause and do a little reflection. It caused me to stop and think about the week that I had and what had transpired. Coincidentally, I myself had had a rough week, a quote-unquote unlucky week. It all started on the Saturday before. I was driving out to a guy's house to deliver him some hay, and when I got the hay out to him and unloaded, I heard that familiar hiss of air running out of a tire. And I wasn't terribly far from town, so I thought I might be able to make it. Well, I got about 1 mile from town, and before I could get to a service station to get the tire changed, the tire blew. And smoke coming all over the place. I had to pull into a business and just basically wait for Carrie to get there. I had to call Carrie and have her come get me, Carter, and Levi, because we couldn't go anywhere on that tire, and that tire was not fixable, obviously. So I called Carrie, and she was able to come get us, and we were brought the spare back and got a change. Well, the next day, we had a big winter storm. This caused us to have to go feed the cows earlier than I'd like to. And then 2 days later, after that storm, I'd been planning for months to take some cows to a sale barn for a special cow sale. The day I planned, unfortunately, hauling them out was the first day that it warmed up past freezing after that winter snow, after that winter storm. So as you can imagine, it was very wet and sloppy. We got one load of cows loaded and in and out, no problem. However, the second load was considerably more treacherous. We slipped and slid until we finally decided to have to unhook the truck, back the trailer in using the skid steer, and finally hooking the truck back up. Something that usually would take about 10 minutes ended up taking about an hour and 10 minutes. So a very frustrating evening transpired. And then that went into the day after that. I was planning on a podcast interview with someone. We've had problems previously getting together, but we had finally set a meeting. Unfortunately, we did not account for the time zone discrepancy, a 2-hour time difference between the two of us, and another interview of ours was thwarted. So I know this was a long way for me to come to my point, but if you are still listening, I appreciate you sticking with me. Yes, this was a very emotionally draining week. Yes, a lot went wrong. There were many times I just wanted to kind of throw the towel in and wondered if all I was doing was worth it. But I remember a time when a week like this would have sent me into a dark place. It would have sent me to a place where I would turn on the folks who love me. And instead, I get to have this conversation with this mother. And when she told me, even when we are blessed, we are sometimes very unlucky. Even when we are faithful, we are still pushed to our limits, possibly over them. But streaks of unluckiness can also help us find the small, tender mercies of blessings. And in my flat tire incident, while I was driving down the road, I actually met a friend. He passed me and he called me right away to see if I needed any help. And actually, I ended up calling him back and he brought me an impact wrench to come help me change the tire, making my experience much easier than it could have been. And then when the snow came, we had a barn full of hay to be able to feed these cows. Something that we had actually prepared for. Even though it was a lot earlier to feed than we'd like, we still had that surplus of hay to be able to fill the nutritional needs of our cows. When we had the hard time loading cows, I had two sons who were able to help me and loved me enough to stick with me through these hard times and make sure we got this project done and got these cows to town. And when a guest for a podcast didn't work out, I had the clarity to sit down and record this solo podcast, reflecting on my many blessings during a streak of tough luck. So, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, I appreciate you hanging with me and letting me share my experiences of gratitude with you. Gratitude is one of the most powerful emotions that we can have, and it's one of the most powerful things we can do to help us lift our mood and help us get out of these dark places. Even when times are tough, even when bad things are happening, we can stop and do a little bit of pause and do a little bit of reflection and help us to realize that, yes, sometimes things are tough. But even when times are tough, I have so many blessings. I live in a great country. I live in a world where I am able to hear other voices and be able to speak to people all around the world. Me personally, I live in a home where I love. I have a wife and kids that are great to me. I have a great job. I have a great farm. I have all these things working in my favor. So even when times are tough, even when things are really hard for us, we have to stop on these things that help us out and these things that bring us so much joy. So again, I appreciate you all taking the time to listen to this solo episode. This is something, again, that this is out of my familiar zone. So hopefully something I will continue to do more of going forward. Normally when I have thoughts of this magnitude, I take to a blog and write them down. But something struck me to actually instead record a podcast. And I'm glad I did. It helps me put my thoughts into words, helps me to just continue to improve and continue to bring you all the best content I can. So in the coming weeks, I'm back on the interview train. I have some really, really great guests lined up. So please stay tuned to hear from them. I can't wait. I have some really great guests coming up. I'll introduce them to you as they come. Until then, please go check us out on social media. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all Ag State of Mind. And go and subscribe to us on all the podcast platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and leave us reviews because, like I said in the opening of this episode, leaving those reviews can really help us get out to a broader audience. So thanks again for listening. And until the next time, I'm your host, Jason Meadows, and this has been the Ag State of Mind podcast.
Thanks for listening to Ag State of Mind. We hope this episode has encouraged you. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ag State of Mind. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify so you never miss an episode. See you next week.